You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's a story that came out. When was this? Came out this week. Anyway, they went out and surveyed a whole bunch of people. A sociological study, don't you know?
Oh, sounds very important.
And they were asking people about, I don't know, I guess it would be how they felt about their job and what they were contributing to the world and to the public and so forth and so on. And what they found is that many people believe that their job is pointless. That was the word they used in this study. In fact, it's even in the headline of the story from the University of Zurich, no less.
Okay.
Says many people feel their jobs are pointless.
Right.
Or socially useless.
Or the other word that we can't say, bull S jobs, is one article that I found that most people are calling their jobs. They're BS jobs, essentially.
So, with that in mind, it obviously led us to say, well, we've got to talk about this on the show. Who amongst our listening audience thinks that their job, I mean, they go to it every day, they make a paycheck, it pays the rent, puts food on the table, puts gas in the tank, blah, blah, blah. But deep down inside, they feel like their job has no point.
Yeah, you're sitting there and you're like, this is doesn't even need to be a position. I don't know why I'm here. I'm not getting fulfillment out of it. I would imagine a lot of these fall into the office jobs category where you're maybe doing repetitive work, mundane tasks. Maybe you're isolated in a cube somewhere so you don't have a lot of morale with you.
Sure.
And yeah, I feel bad because I'm sure a ton of people listening to us right now are on their way to a job like that.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad.
It makes me sad.
Really sad.
You know, although I have to be honest, because we are honest on this show. I mean, the bulk of times that people just call us for conversations, not during the mind bender, but during other conversations, we'll ask, hey, what do you do? What's your job? We're very curious. We want to know what people are doing. And there are times when they describe their job and you hear silence because we're thinking, why is that a job?
Or, God, that sounds boring.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Holy
there
crap.
Is that. But sometimes I'm just like, wow, that actually is a job that people are paid. And is that
Yeah. But then there's other jobs that we hear that are like, that's so cool. I mean, there's so many.
Sure.
I have so many friends that work for Lockheed Martin. And, you know, they can't fully tell me what they do, but I get the gist of it. And I'm like, man, that has got to be just a fun and exciting job to go to every day. But again, for them, they might just be like, ugh, another day making missiles.
Right. Yeah, it all runs the gamut. But I'm just wondering if people could call us this morning and tell us if their job is pointless. And especially if you can laugh about it. Now, also, we might as well say that as soon as this story came out, I mean, I'm looking at Jer and I'm going, what about our job? Does our job really? I mean, we come on the radio, we talk, we laugh with people.
We tell stories, some jokes, play some games.
Is it a pointless job? I mean, deep down inside.
And I said no. I mean, we are truly providing companionship and entertainment to people.
Well, a puppy can provide companionship.
Yeah, but it's like we're kind of brightening people's days that are going to these jobs. So I feel like we are offering a service of happiness to a lot of people.
I can think of some other
it's
jobs.
It's a service of happiness.
I can think of some other jobs where that's the definition.
Keep your hands in your pockets.
And some of them are illegal in most states. So.
Come on.
I don't know. And this is not me fishing for people to say, oh, Dom, your job is no point. I'm not. This is just an intellectual conversation about what jobs serve a purpose and which ones are just kind of,
here we are talking
there.
Again. I mean, it sounds like we've got the greatest job in the world, but this can obviously become very mundane as well. Waking up at 3:30 every day, getting in here.
And very stressful.
Oh, we're doing a top again. Oh, we're doing rattle off again. It's stressful. You know, it's like, but yeah, you know.
It's stressful because, you know, we've got 40 other radio stations that are competing with us who want all of our numbers, right? They want our listenership.
Yeah.
And then I've told people that it's a stressful job on two points. One, because you're going up against all these other radio stations, but also because we have one of the best jobs in the industry. And so you've got a whole mess of people in the industry who want our job.
Correct.
So you've got radio stations trying to beat us. And then from within, you've got people who are trying to take our job away from us so they can do our job. So there's a lot of stress. I mean, not like a firefighter.
But
going
that's
into
why
a
we challenge
building,
them
but...
to fights out in the parking lot. We fight them.
Not me. You know what I do? I meet them outside and I do a spelling bee with them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Me and you outside, spelling bee, 5 minutes.
Spell anniversary.
I see lines ringing and text messages are coming in. We want to know who has a job that they think, they suspect, might be pointless.
Let's focus now, on your jobs, because a lot of the texts are coming in, you know, praising us and what we do. That's very kind of you guys. I don't want to focus on that, though.
No. We want to talk about your
jobs. It's all about you guys.
Or a job that you've heard about and you have suspected the same thing. Like, is that job? Like, why is that a job?
Why is that a thing?
So Robin wrote in, and she said, I drive around town all day going from grocery stores to liquor stores to convenience stores, and I sell them carbonated sugar water, a.k.a. soda.
Soda pop, okay.
So basically, Jeremy, what she's doing, and I have to break this to her, she's delivering products that at some point will kill people. So Robin is an angel of death.
Enjoy your diabetes.
She's the angel of death, and that I don't know that that is pointless.
But again, like if you step back and look at her job, she is delivering a product that people enjoy and want to purchase. So it's not a pointless job. It's right. Not.
Polly says my coworker's job is to kiss our boss's butt.
Oh, put your chapstick on.
Lisa says I'm a municipal court clerk. So I tell people how much their speeding ticket is going to cost them. Is that beneficial to society?
No, that's a pointless job right there. You can just go online and look it up. Yeah.
Thank you for playing along. Let's go to the phones. Here is Leslie. Good morning, Leslie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, I don't really think there's any job that's really pointless. I mean, you look at cleaning people. I mean, I've cleaned a dojo, like I worked at the front desk. I mean, everything. I've slung 32 chickens at 4:30 in the morning. Every single person that's working is doing something. If you're working, you're doing something for somebody.
Hold on. Go back. What were you doing with 32 chickens in the morning?
Yeah.
Throwing them in the rotisserie for the grocery store.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I did that for a while. I mean, it's a job, and people come in, and they're like, when the rotisserie's done? Well, not yet.
Well, we're not trying to make a correlation between...
We're not trying to belittle jobs or anything like that.
Yeah, pointless means that, I would never say that somebody who is cleaning or putting chickens on the rotisserie
I love those chickens.
Job. We love both of those jobs.
I could tell you there's some management positions that are pretty pointless.
Okay.
Well, now we're talking.
And we're not going to disagree with that. Okay, listen, here is a case.
I'm not sure what they do.
Right. Okay, yes. So we, many years ago, had a person... I'll just say it was a guy who worked for our company whose job was purely to fly around from radio station in our company and sit down and just give his opinion on things. And they were always wrong. And he served no purpose but to piss everyone off every time he came to town. And we never could figure out why he got a paycheck. We could never figure out how he had a job. It was such a pointless job. Jeremy, you know who I'm talking about.
I do, and he was friends with somebody, I think. That's why he had the job. But I mean, Newman, we have a lot of consultants that come in and out too and do some consulting for the show, and I sometimes feel like, why? Not our current consultant, though. He's the best.
I love Triple G,
but we've
had consultants in the past that, and Leslie, it's what you're talking about. It's like a management position that kind of is slotted in the middle between the people who are making top flight decisions and then the workers who are really busting their butts getting it done. You do have a few people in the middle, and the rest of us are like, what do they do exactly?
Yeah. What do you do, Leslie, currently, besides your chicken job?
That was past job, but I'm a patient access rep at an orthopedic center.
That sounds horrible. Yeah. What does that mean?
I check you in, basically, but I'm working in MRI, and I love it, and I love every second of it. I love my patients.
So you're just checking people in, but so, like, essentially a kiosk could do your job.
Yeah, couldn't we get a touch screen that'll do that for us, Leslie?
You know, if they can check insurance. I mean, you need a whole college course for insurance, just so you know.
I'm not taking that course.
Yeah, I mean, just to learn insurance. It's great. I love it. I love everybody I work with, but sometimes management, I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, that's good that you feel fulfilled.
Somebody come down and let me get my break, because I need... Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Well, we're really glad you called, and you got us thinking about chicken right now. You go have a great day, okay?
You guys, too. Thank you so much. And you
see
know
you
what?
Later. What? What?
Love you guys.
I love you.
We love you back, and we don't care.
Very
who
nice.
Knows.
I actually talked to her for quite a bit off the air, and she has made the switch from another radio station, and she was praising us. So.
Oh,
very, very
Leslie,
nice.
You're the sweetest.
She's very, very nice.
Thank you. Heidi wrote in and said, my dream is that when I retire, I can have a pointless job.
Just one to kind of get you out of the house, talk to people, and it's so funny. We went to one of the big box hardware stores the other night because we had to buy a dryer, and the guy that was helping us is some sort of big-time college professor, and this is his retirement job. And he was talking about how he had a second house in Florida. He was showing us all the books he's written on Amazon, and he's done college teaching for like 50 years or something. And he's like, you want to be honest?
Cool.
He's like, you know why I'm here? He's like, my wife wants me out of the house. Nicest guy. He's like, I'm just doing this for fun.
But see, that's terrific, and I think that's what Heidi's talking about. She's like, when I retire, I want that job.
That's the job that we're all shooting for, right?
Gets me, you know, like some walking around money
or
something.
Low stress, you're just selling dryers.
Oh, my God.